He was as cool and classy as they come. Friday, the world lost one of the greatest voices of all time when the silky baritone of Lou Rawls fell silent. This is the way many people first heard that resonating voice in the context of gospel music.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low.
In the 1950s, Lou Rawls was making his mark as a member of the famous gospel quartet, the Pilgrim Travelers. He had grown up in the black churches of Chicago's South Side, and those churches were Lou's musical training ground.
People said, "But your voice been like this all the time?" I said, "Well, they put me in the baritone section in the junior choir when I was 8. So I kind of been in the basement ever since."
But that burgeoning baritone wouldn't be confined to gospel music. In the late 1950s, Rawls followed the lead of his friend, superstar Sam Cooke, and moved from praise songs to the secular sounds of rhythm and blues.
Oh, little baby, please trust me, and I'll never, ever lead you astray.
Rawls said it was an easy leap because both genres spring from the same well.
True blues, you know, the difference is instead of saying, you know, "Oh Lord, take my hand, lead me on," say, "Oh baby, hold my hand and love me long.
Darling, please trust me."
In the early 1960s, Rawls was working his way through the R&B chitlin circuit when he was signed by Capitol Records. Nat King Cole had recently died, and Capitol was looking for his replacement.
So I started, you know, gearing myself to fill that void. Establish that kind of presentation in my performance as far as the diction and the clarity of the words and the, you know, the feeling and all, and not replace him. You never could replace somebody like that, but fill the void.
For every little kiss, there's a little teardrop. For every single thrill, there's another heartache. The road is rough, the going gets tough. Yes, love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing.
By 1966, Lou's career was off and running. The album Lou Rawls Live went gold, and Love is a Hurtin' Thing made him a crossover star. At the same time, Rawls was developing a reputation for his pre-song monologues. He spoke sometimes almost as long as he sang, and audiences loved it.
I was born in a city they call the Windy City. Now they called it the Windy City because of the Hawk, the Almighty Hawk. That's Mr. Wind, boy, and he's mean in the wintertime. I happen to have lived on a street that was a dead-end street, see? And I lived right at the...
But what made this singer different from most was his conscious choice to explore the best music that any genre had to offer. He sang gospel and R&B. He sang soul, pop, jazz, country, and even disco.
Lady love, your love is cool. Like the winter snow, my lady love.
Hey, that's what it's about. You're supposed to stretch out. Don't just stick to one particular type of music. Because you figure when you go out to do your concerts or your shows, you look out at your audience, you got a lot of different people out there with a lot of different tastes. So if you limit yourself to one particular delivery, a lot of those people, they'll be there, but they ain't going to be into it.
And then there was Lou Rawls, the great humanitarian. In the mid-70s, when he was at the peak of his career, Rawls became the national spokesperson for the brewing company Anheuser-Busch. At his suggestion, the company began sponsoring the United Negro College Fund. And in 1979, Rawls began hosting what would become an annual national telethon known as An Evening with the Stars. The event has grown into a multi-million dollar fundraising vehicle.
I did a song called Tobacco Road, one of my first albums. And in the song it says, "I'm gonna leave, get a job, save my money, get rich, I know, bring it back to Tobacco Road.
Save my money,
and get rich, I know, and bring it back to Tobacco Road.
In one way, I feel that this is doing that, by helping some of the kids who are growing up there now in the community where I grew up, giving them a chance to get out there and get some education.
Lou Rawls died at the age of 72. One thing is for certain, you'll never find anything quite like that unmistakable baritone.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find, no matter where you search, someone who